Well, howdy, guys. Now, we know that wokeness has got into everything, don't we? And we know the carriers of the wokeness. It's Femonts, of course. They don't have an original idea of themselves. They have to move into something else, take it over, and change it. Feminize it. But, of course, it's never been successful at all. So here's a franchise they destroyed. Ah, and I remember seeing The Empire Strikes Back, original. I was in Canada, and I saw it at the drive-in. That's a place where you drive your car in or your truck in, you park, and there's a massive great big screen, a large store where you can get popcorn and drinks. Of course, we used to sneak beer in. And you hang a speaker on your window, at least in my day. Now they just tune the radio in. And if you think about it, look how quickly they destroyed Star Wars. They did the usual things, of course. Took all the males away and put the Femons in the main character places. Had males there, but they were just simps. And of course, it has to be filled, more or less, with anti-male propaganda. But who are they making these things for? Themselves? Because nobody else wants them. Not even the feminists. Well, they say it's a great film, but they don't even go watch it either. Because then they've destroyed Star Trek 2, haven't they? I remember the originals. I didn't mind Generations either after a while. It was terrible at first. But they feminized that too. And look at the garbage it is today. Look how long it's been round. Look how quickly it got destroyed. That's how toxic wokeness is. What about Ghostbusters? Ha! A classic. Once again, they didn't have an original idea. They did the same things they've done in all the other things. Take the males out, masculinity out, put feminism in. And I thought maybe I'll make Charlie's Angels again. But with males. What do you think? Anyway, of course, it was dreadful, wasn't it? And yes, they've got into the comic books as well. And turned that into the same sort of trollop stuff. It's funny, they must have a woke machine, I guess. They put everything in this woke machine and it all comes out the same. And after the wokeness started coming out, the comic book industry didn't last long, did it? And then, of course, they got into the gaming industry. One of the places where males could actually sit down, relax, escape. I remember the gaming industry. There was a couple of Femons in it, but not many. Because it wasn't their bag. They weren't interested. They were more interested in trying new makeup or going shopping. Until they realized that's where the males were. And the amount of money it generated. And they started complaining about there's no games for Femons. They weren't allowed in. They started getting into the gamers, causing havoc, of course. Then they got deeper into the industry. And the formula is always the same. Get Femons in. Get them promoted. Take it over. Make it all about them. Make it woke. But it always is a disaster. It always fails. Why don't they see that? Maybe it's just to destroy everything that males like. The trouble is, they're destroying it for themselves as well, aren't they? Of course, we all know that the UK police force has gone woke because they've let loads of Femons in by lowering the standards and quickly promoting them. And now the UK police force is about feelings. You can get arrested by calling somebody a name and hurting their feelings. And because of all the resources are put onto these silly ideas, there's no real resources to combat crime. I know there's loads of other things that have gone woke and been feminized and get destroyed, like companies, institutions. Of course, the trouble is, society can't continue on failing at everything like this. It's costing money. And if nothing changes and it carries on the way it is, I can see a collapse coming. Then you watch the feminists change their tune. I do feel sorry for younger men today. They don't only have to tolerate these arrogant Femons. Most of them act like children. But at least I experienced some really good franchises, good movies, damn good video games. And of course, way back then, it's funny, you know, because Femons way back then had far more advantage than they do today. I myself have no time for the modern Femon, because all they are is activists and have a victimhood mentality. The capital T, trouble. As anybody can name one thing that Femons have actually got themselves into in greater numbers, and it's become better than it was before. Just one. Something that doesn't have to do with sex, that is. Because really, that's all they really have. Get some beer in, guys. Until they take that over, too. Ciao.